Global consumer giant Unilever is using its Kiwi workers as a test run for a four-day working week. From Monday, its New Zealand-based employees will start a trial working a shorter week. And if successful, it will be rolled out to 155,000 of its workers around the world. It follows what Vodafone calls a successful trial last summer, allowing its workers more time in the sun, and a four-day work week already in place in a handful of companies in New Zealand. Here's our reporter Tracy Neal with what Unilever's move might mean for more workers.
A four-day working week is a reality for some, on the horizon for others, but a distant dream for plenty.
I love it, I want it, but I can't have it. I think I'm doomed for a six-day working week.
Four-day working week, is that something you'd like?
Yes, that would be very good.
What would you do with the extra day?
I would have one more day of sleep and then one more productive day.
I would. But I would like to get paid the same that I still do.
Absolutely. You know, one or two working days would be good, but, you know, four? Heading in the right direction.
Yes, incredibly. It would be nice to be able to look around Nelson more and go and explore, especially coming up to summer.
Unilever's New Zealand boss told 9 to Noon a five-day working week isn't necessarily the best way to operate. Nick Bang says it's just the way we've always done things.
The four-day week almost acts as a bit of a forcing mechanism to get all of us to think, work and act very differently.
The concept isn't new. Office worker Joe has worked 4.5 days a week for 10 years.
It's good because you can do errands on the half day and then have a weekend to enjoy.
Do you go to the beach?
Sometimes. Sometimes I just stay at home and do the gardening.
And then there's the four-day week set up by estate planning services business Perpetual Guardian. Founder Andrew Barnes worked with the Four-Day Week Global Foundation co-founder Charlotte Lockhart to set it up. She says the conversation globally is now well advanced.
It's just reflective of the fact that people want to work differently. COVID itself has given us a bit of a kickstart into actually the fact that we have to work differently. So we've been having conversations with, you know, the likes of Unilever. We've been speaking with them, you know, for over a year. And we're working with three other large multinationals, along with a number of New Zealand businesses as well.
Ms. Lockhart says they don't work with businesses that only want to change for their own benefit, those that want the productivity but won't hand the time back to their workers. She says a compressed week works because it gives workers the benefits that matter the most, flexibility and the chance to work from home.
I often say to employers, we need to remember that we borrow our people from their lives. And so it's about putting everything back in balance. And that the 40-hour week, you know, that we celebrate with Labor Day, we don't work a 40-hour week anymore.
She says now is the time for a rebalance. Last summer, Vodafone New Zealand set aside a month where its staff were able to work a short week by leaving work at 2 p.m. every Friday. Spokesperson Nikki Preston says the summer hours trial was a big success and the springboard to bigger things planned this summer built on the company's existing flexible working policy.
We're actually just about to launch a new flexible working approach over summertime, encouraging our staff to roam, work from anywhere, embrace free-range working and still do their work, so keep with their outcome focus, but they can do it wherever they want to in the country.
Ms. Preston says Vodafone surveyed its workers post-lockdown and found most wanted to keep flexible and remote working options.
But it really just made us double down and look at other ways we can embrace mobile working, free-range working and flexibility for our staff.
Unilever's 81 New Zealand employees will still retain their salaries at 100%. Nick Bang says they're not expecting their staff to cram 5 days' work into four.
If we find ourselves in a situation, having gone live with this, that our team are simply doing the same hours within 4 days, then we've failed. That is completely and utterly missing the point of what we're trying to achieve here.
Nick Bang says lockdown proved that staff were highly productive working from home, but caution is needed to ensure that doesn't mean they're available all the time. For Checkpoint, Tracy Neal.